I'm here in the EU quarter, as your previous guest was mentioning, lots of sirens. Still, obviously, this morning was kind of the peak of the chaos. It's getting a little bit back to normal here, but everyone in the city's on lockdown. Again, this is where a lot of the EU institutions are based. All of the European Commission workers have to stay indoors. So it's a very tense situation here still.
Is there any more knowledge, is there any more information now about how this attack, first of all, at the airport, was carried out?
No, I mean, from the latest press conference with the Prime Minister, we've learned that still no group has taken credit for this attack, so we are none the wiser about the perpetrators. It seems now fairly confirmed that there were two explosions at the airport, a lot of eyewitness accounts saying they heard first gunshots, then two different explosions. The situation on the Malbec metro is a little less clear. Looks likely like it was one explosion, but not a lot of information about the specifics of that.
Quite a lot of speculation that this is obviously connected to the Paris attacks.
Yes, quite a lot, especially since you just had the arrests on a Friday of the remaining attacker, and you had the Belgian authorities warning on Friday that there was still a network of people that were around. There's obviously a lot of speculation today that this may have been a kind of desperate attack by the collaborators who felt that the noose was tightening in and they had to act now before the authorities got to them. But of course, at this point, we just don't know.
Is the attack at the metro station, which, as I say, is very close to the European Commission headquarters, seen as a targeted attack in respect of that location?
Yes, absolutely. That's certainly how people are seeing it here. It would be hard to imagine it wasn't purposefully targeted in that way. Again, that metro station is mostly used by people who work for the EU or for the European Parliament, or people who work, journalists covering the EU, lobbyists, anyone kind of involved in the sphere of EU activity. Of course, there are just regular Belgians going through that line as well, because that line is actually also the main artery in terms of the metro through the city. So in terms of the victims, you can imagine there would be a mix of international people and Belgian people.